What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show at Ike, Spike, and Fritz on your radio 94.1, the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube. So good to see you, my friends on YouTube. Phillies baseball back tonight. They are in Chicago to face the terrible White Sox. Got to get a sweep here.
Get a sweep and get out of here.
Need to get a sweep. They're losing 2 out of 3.
Just take two of three. Yeah. Just take 2 of 3.
Spike's like, no, we're losing. We're losing 2 out of 3.
Well, of course, the Mets are now winning every game. They had now.
And we got the Tigers this weekend.
Yes. Now, they haven't been playing well either.
The AL gauntlet.
Yeah. First pitch is 7:40 on WIP tonight.
So have we decided what we're doing at 5:30, or am I just playing Creed?
Oh, shit.
Oh, wow. That's the first.
That's second.
Is that the second one?
Yeah.
Fritz doesn't forget.
Nope. Well, it's hard to forget.
Yeah, I remember. I think the other one was a more difficult word. Yeah.
I was here?
Yeah.
He started thinking it was the podcast because he's talking about the Sixers.
Okay.
He curses so much on that podcast.
We do curse a lot on that podcast. I can't believe I just curse.
It's all right.
It's all good.
Yeah.
It's all good.
We didn't talk about it.
I know.
Oh, my God.
I have it queued up.
We'll talk about it later. Let's do the top five and we'll figure it out.
All right.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
That guy used to run this place, by the way. Yeah.
Well, you know, if you ever, people say to me sometimes, they said, I like the show because it seems like you guys are just hanging out, like you're just talking.
Mm-hmm.
That is proof that that's how it feels, actually.
Yeah, a lot of things are usually decided on the air.
Yes,
not always the most planned.
Now, the YouTube people got that.
And the app people.
And the app people. Yeah, sorry. Sorry.
Hopefully no kids in the car.
Yep.
All right, so the best things that happened this weekend, because it was an eventful weekend. Starting at number five, just when it seemed like Philadelphia sports fans were...
Oh, this is the thing.
We're doing so much better. We've moved past vomiting on little children at games and getting tased and snowballs at Santa. You know, the standing ovations happen for Trey. People are like, oh, Philly, the greatest of all time.
And then this is going to be a tough one to talk about.
I don't know how to talk about it. That's why I'm bringing it up for you guys. So there was a video.
There was a video that surfaced on social media. The video is real, you know. And someone sent me the video yesterday. It is a video of two Phillies fans at Yankee Stadium, a male Phillies fan and a female Phillies fan, both appear to be of age, that were...
enjoying themselves.
Yeah. Like, she was enjoying herself thanks to him. That's all I can say.
I'm pretty sure he enjoyed it, too.
Well, yes. He enjoyed it, too. she was writhing is a fair way to say it.
Really into it.
Really into what was happening.
I think that's about enough.
Yeah, that's it. And they were in an upper level at Yankee Stadium. There was no one sitting directly next to them or in front of them. This was filmed several rows behind them.
Who knows how long could have been going.
Close enough to know what was going on.
Yeah.
And by the way, it could have been going on for a little bit.
Oh, I was just going to say it had to have been. And that's how the guy who filmed it noticed it.
Yeah, and he was like, I'll just keep filming.
Yeah, you may as well keep filming.
Well, he filmed right to the end.
You sure did.
Yeah. Yep. You got to look. I'm all for people having fun. But when you're in, you're going to run around with a Phillies hat on. You are representing us.
The city, yeah.
There's kids at the game. Forgetting about kids, there's adults that don't want to watch you doing that.
Right.
No one wants to watch that.
You got
to
grow up. Like, wait till you get home or in the car. I texted Joe Fenn's of Philly, and I'm like, is this you? And he's like, not him specifically.
Yeah, okay, that's good.
I was like, was this your
part
people?
Of your crew,
yeah. He's like, we don't even have people there today. So it was not them. It was happening on Sunday. It's just like.
What a video.
It is.
It's a tough watch.
If you are going to search for the video, not at work, not with children.
And there is a part two.
Yes, there was a part two.
But the fourth best thing.
I mean, it was outrageous.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Okay.
The fourth best thing that happened this weekend is just when we thought that Dirty Rube was taking over the booth. Out of pocket stocking.
Oh, he's back.
And made a return.
Okay.
There's two cuts in here.
Whoa.
Here's the first one from Kevin Stocker.
Three more games before that trade deadline.
Are you a big swinger at the trade deadline? That didn't sound right. As far as
that was on purpose.
Three more games before that trade deadline.
Are you a big swinger at the trade deadline? That didn't sound right.
We should have had Stocker do play-by-play of that video.
I know.
Oh, God.
I know. And then also, after Otto Kemp's second home run, Stock laid this one out.
The thing is so simple between his stance, his setup, his load.
Whoa.
Come on.
The thing is so simple between his stance, his setup, his load.
Aw, Kev. You've been so clean for so long.
I know.
That's happening on our airwaves.
Exactly right.
Did they dump it?
No. I think Morgenstein was doing the game, too.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Class it up. Class it up, Stocker. The third best thing that happened this week, and this is actually today, is Diva Spike made his return. Not only was he a little cold before the show, he threatened to throw the entire show off because he was cold.
I forgot my hoodie, and it's a little chilly in here.
I know.
What else did I do?
Well, you also made your poor hair.
Oh, no.
The guy who cut your hair come to work to cut your hair.
Okay.
Huh?
I did not make him. So, you know Nafis.
Yeah.
My barber. Been my barber for a very long time. Mm-hmm. Was at my wedding. I had an appointment for Friday morning, and Nafis texted me. And he's like, why don't I just come to your work? I was like, I don't want to make you do that. Right. He's like.
Meanwhile, in the back of your head, you're like, please definitely do it.
No. Well, look, I didn't feel like driving to Manayunk or whatever, but I'm happy to do it. He's offered before.
Got your haircut here?
I did.
Diva Spike.
You must have got it early.
Yeah, right around 11.
Oh.
Came in. He was taking a train to D.C. He's like, I'll stop by. I'll cut your hair. I'm in that room over there.
Wow.
So Nafis wants to come here. It seems easier for him to do it here. It's my guy. Known him a long time. I don't think it's Diva stuff.
Well, let me tell you this.
Yeah.
I've been here 18 years.
Yeah.
I've never seen a barber come in here and cut anybody's hair.
Well, Nafis did in the morning show once. I think he cut your Am's hair. But that was part of a bit.
Also, you put the hat right back on after the haircut?
Yeah, he wears a hat too.
Yeah, but like, you know, let the thing breathe a little bit.
Well,
the haircut?
There you go.
Dirty blonde spike.
His hair looks like this all the time.
Yeah. I'm always wearing a hat.
That's why. Yes.
People think I'm bald. I'm not bald.
You're not bald. Not even close.
Yeah. No, not even close.
He offered. He said it was convenient for him. And quite frankly, if anybody at the office needs a haircut, when the feast comes in, I'm sure he can take care of it.
Yeah. I could have used him to line up my beard.
I'm sure he'd do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right here at work.
Yeah.
All right.
Next time he does, come in.
All right.
Let me know.
I'll let you know. There you go.
The second best thing that happened this weekend is congratulations are in order for John Ritchie.
Oh, yes.
The market.
Yes.
Engaged. Jumped pretty high in that photo.
Yes.
I mean, he might be back in his combine days.
Yeah, seriously. Talking about somebody light on his feet.
Yeah, well, look. Richie seems like a happier guy these days.
I bet he is.
Since she came into his life.
Yeah. Have you seen his fiance?
Well, I don't want to talk about another man's.
Well,
yeah.
It's in a complimentary
yes,
way.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Not in the way that we was going to slap the camera
the
Friday.
Camera yeah. I feel great for Richie.
Yeah.
I feel great for Richie.
And Alicia. I always say, is it Alicia or Alicia?
Alicia.
It is Alicia.
Yes.
And newfound respect for Richie. He's a Birkenstockman. He's wearing them at training camp the other day.
He's a big toes out guy.
Piggies out.
Well, he was a Bay Area guy. He went from being, like, I know everybody, the John Richie we all think of is this middle of Pennsylvania dude. He went out.
California.
Yeah, he went out to Stanford and then the Raiders. He is a Bay Area.
Yeah.
Like, listen to the way he talks. He said, yes. Yes.
Totally talks like he's on the beach. All
yeah,
the time.
He's like, yeah, man. You know, dude.
He's best friends with Green Day, isn't he?
Green Day, Metallica. He's friends with all those guys.
Yeah. Well, we saw a video of him singing with Ozzy.
Really?
Last week.
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
Oh, you didn't see that video?
No. He interviewed him and stuff. Yeah.
I think he played the guitar for him.
Pretty good. John's a great guitar player.
Yeah.
Well, then I can see why he got engaged. I would want to marry Richie.
The total package.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good looking guy, plays guitar, good singer. Talks like he's high.
Yeah.
It's a great combination.
The total back.
Great sports talk host.
Yeah.
Easy going.
Unless you take a sandwich, then he turns into a lunatic.
Yeah. It takes a lot to even get him going, but it does.
Once he gets going,
I wish there was I had a GoPro on for when Richie came storming in my studio when I took his sandwich.
Yep.
So I'm just saying, are we going to be the first ones to publicly pressure them to have a wedding that we can all go to?
Of course. Now,
yes,
who gets the invite at WIP?
We want a wedding, right? We don't need them sneaking off by themselves.
Oh, no. Jalen style?
No.
Have your teammates at your wedding.
Never like Jalen.
Yeah.
Never like Jalen. You want to be good teammates.
Who gets invited?
This is why they out there at y'all neck.
That's fine.
Who? I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, the midday show besides Hugh, don't see it.
So Kyle is a no.
No shot.
There's no way Richie even knows who Kyle is.
No shot.
Yeah.
He wants to stuff Kyle in a locker.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. Giglio, same thing.
Giglio, maybe without the plus one.
Yeah. Just
like at the end, if they get enough no.
See, I don't think he won't invite me. I don't think I'll get invited.
He doesn't like you?
I think he likes me, but I don't know if I'm wedding guest material in a Richie wedding.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
Why?
I mean, like.
Why?
Yeah, I don't know. I just like if I was Richie, I probably would not invite me.
Why, you don't think you're coming up short on with the gifts?
Well, so I have been known.
You're very cheap on the gifts.
I didn't know we had a
Starbucks gift card over there.
I didn't know inflation affected wedding gifts.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Or caddies. Like, I always thought it was a generic 100.
Did you do a registry?
Mine?
Yeah.
No. I don't think we did. No.
Did we bring a gift?
I don't remember. I assume so.
This is good.
I don't know.
You're talking about Spike's wedding?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I don't remember.
I was trying to remember it.
Yeah, I wasn't even
I remember the wedding. I'm trying to remember. I normally do gift registry, but I knew you wouldn't do a damn.
Well, we did do a registry because we had stuff or whatever. Right. I guess we could have. I don't think we did. I don't think we did a registry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't take money?
Well, people give us money. I don't know. Maybe you give us money.
That's normally what I do.
Yeah, yeah. I would assume so.
If you don't have a registry, you're getting money.
Yeah. Morgani said, I invited Morgani. He said, if I don't come to the wedding, I'll give you more money than if I do come to the wedding. I was like, I'll take it.
That's a good exchange.
Yes. I was like, I'll take it.
I think that was the whole morning show's motto. I think Angelo did the same thing.
Angela did not. Rhea came. Rhea, yeah. I believe.
Was Rhea there? Yeah, Rhea was there.
I think Rhea was
had
there.
To go.
Yeah, I think Rhea was there. Yeah. I think. Now, do you think, last thing about the Richie wedding, which I'm sure we'll be talking about for if
oh,
they
yeah,
have.
We'll make it a bit.
If
they better have a wedding.
Do you think they whisper to the bartenders like a limit for seltzer?
If they're smart. If they're inviting us, they definitely better put a limit on the drinking.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, people got very drunk at my wedding.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very drunk. Yeah.
Elliot's was fine.
Elliot's was good.
Yeah. Listen, anytime Renee rolls with me, you can believe I'm going all the way in.
Oh, because she can get you home.
Of course.
Yep.
That's the whole purpose of her coming.
Yeah. Then battle got into some.
Yeah.
There's some
battle
stuff.
Rumors.
Yeah, there's some rumors about battle.
Yeah, yeah. Sure is. So many rumors about battle.
Let's move on.
Yeah, we need Shams on the battle report. The number one, though, best thing that happened this weekend.
He somewhere is like, no, 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 no.
He's slamming the radio.
Yeah.
He's slamming the radio. The one thing that I think Joe's been good during this whole thing, you know, the whole competition.
He hasn't been, but yeah.
Yeah, but. I'm impressed by his social media game with it. And over the weekend, he put out a very interesting video of his stretching in preparation for tomorrow's match. And here's just some sounds of it.
This is brutal.
Knee, heel.
Yep. Knee, heel, hold. Heel.
Is he in therapy?
So the funny thing about
on
this.
A staircase, I think, down the shore.
So the funny part was.
Is that Amy?
It had to be Amy.
Okay. Yeah.
The funny part was, it was presented as, here's Joe, like, grinding to get ready for tennis. Meanwhile, he's got the paper with all of the stretches he's supposed to do in his left hand. He's clearly never done them before because he would remember how to do them. As somebody who's been through PT, you have the paper in your hand for the first, like, two times you do it.
Right.
And it's not like he was running up and down stairs. He was
busy squatting.
Yeah, for the YouTube people, he was doing this. He wasn't even moving.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
He wasn't even squatting.
No.
He wasn't even fully squatting.
No, he was just like.
Yeah, that was the workout. That was the workout.
Yeah.
And I kept thinking, awesome. Like, Richie, Hugh, Ike, like the real tough practices that they just have to go through.
Yeah.
This guy's doing like the half squat.
Yeah.
Like,
with the paper he just got in his hand.
Yeah.
The stapled
That's
piece
the
of
best
paper
part.
From
yeah,
the PT.
The paper in his hand.
Yeah. I've been there. I know why you have that paper in your hand. This hour is sponsored by Guida Door and Window. Get 40% off all windows and doors. Call Guida Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. I thought that was from the call. 215-592-9494. Bill in, is it Newark or Newark? Which place are you in?
This is Newark, Delaware.
Delaware.
My name is Nick, not Bill.
Oh, it says Bill up on the thing. You can't trust Jack with anything. Nick or Mick with an M?
S with an N.
N. Pan?
Like
Nick?
Nickel.
Nick, N-M?
No.
I'm just screwing with you. It's Nick. I got it. What's up, man?
Okay. First off, how's everybody doing?
Oh, man, we're doing great.
All right, that's good to hear. Basically, like a couple of minutes ago, I was really intently listening to the Ike versus Elliot, sort of like how practice should be going for the Eagles. And
right.
I want to lean towards that Elliot probably has the better point because when I grew up playing sports, I was always taught perfect practice makes perfect. in that essentially you get the basics down so that you will have no issues with it at all during the game whatsoever. And so the idea of like that you're spending practice trying to make plays happen that wouldn't normally happen in a game.
No, but you know, no one's saying that.
I don't know why people can't understand.
Yeah,
this
I don't know why no one's saying that.
Yeah.
Let's say, Nick, that you are a let's take it out of football for a second. Let's take it to baseball. Let's say
I was actually talking about baseball.
Okay. Let's say you can't hit a curveball, right? Let's say it's the off season and the previous season you've had a lot of trouble hitting curveballs. Like during the off season, you should spend time trying to hit curveballs, even if you miss. So the next season, you are better at hitting curveballs. Now, during practice, during the off season, you could just stand there and wait for the guy to throw a fastball and hit that. But if you already know you can hit a fastball, the off season is for learning to try to hit a curveball. So if you are Jalen Hurts and one of the issues you have is pulling the trigger downfield, if A.J. Brown is in man coverage, this is the time. Yeah, but that's...
Well, that's just an example.
Yeah.
Or you can flip it, Spike, and think about this, Nick, from a baseball standpoint. A pitcher. Isn't a pitcher working on things in spring training? How many times have I been told, you can't really judge what the pitcher's doing. He's working on a breaking ball. He's working on getting this over.
Only when they pitch bad.
But that's what I'm saying, right? But is that true that pitchers do work on things?
Of course.
Right? So he's doing things in a spring training game that maybe he wouldn't do in a game. So you don't worry about giving up a home run in spring training.
I get that, yeah. But going back to like Spike's point about the curveball, obviously, obviously you're going to spend time doing something you know you're not good at in the offseason. But in a sense of like from the opposing side, if the opposing team realizes, I'm like, they know that you can't hit the curveball, so they're just going to keep throwing you curveballs over and over. And then that's when the offseason hits and you practice in your head, okay, I know that they know I'm not going to hit a curveball, so I'm going to surprise them when they throw that first pitch that my practice in the offseason is paying off because you're expecting them to do what they're going to do in the current season.
So let me ask you this then. Why do you think Kevin Petullo said what he said?
I didn't really listen to what he said.
This is the impetus of this conversation, is that the coach wants Jalen to not be afraid to make a mistake in practice.
And, like, no, I agree with him on that. Like, it's practice, okay?
Right, that's what we're talking about, yeah.
Yeah, I'm so confused by this.
Yeah. So if you throw an interception in practice because you're trying to make a throw in a tight window, it's okay, it's not the end of the world.
Right, no, absolutely. But to the point of, like, in order to have perfect practice, you have to get the basics. You have to get your regular.
There is no such thing as perfect practice, Nick. I played ball from high school, football and basketball. I played ball in college, played for some great coaches. George Perlis, Nick Saban, Andy Reid, played for some great ones. Jim Johnson, I had a lot of practices. Not one of them were perfect. So there's no such thing as a perfect practice. You think you go through practice and never make a mistake?
Probably. Once, but.
Well, but Nick.
I'm telling you it doesn't happen, Nick. Nick Saban used to kill me by how stiff I was. I'm telling you it doesn't happen.
Nick, isn't the goal in practice to practice these things so often that by the end you are good at it? Like, no, you can't get better at anything unless you practice the things that you're not good at. Like, Elliot, I think... And he conceded this sort of in his own Elliot way.
Yeah.
I think was misunderstanding.
He was interpreting it the wrong way.
Nobody wants Jalen to go out there and play dumb and throw the ball across his body. The worry is that Jalen goes just the general worry would be Jalen doesn't want to take chances.
He's too conservative with the ball.
Yeah, that they want him to take that held the offense back last year.
Well, then that boils down to, like, that's a complete numbers game in the sense of that, like, the more you make these errant throws or, like, these non-perfect throws, odds are something bad's going to happen. That's the reason why he didn't throw as many attempts as he did this past year for the Super Bowl as he did in the previous years. because, like, we want to minimize the mistakes. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the answers to it.
Yes, but...
But they also know that's a hard way to continue to have success.
They want him to throw more and not make the mistakes. Yes. That's the point. And they want him to learn how to not make the mistakes by throwing them. Yeah. Like, but
and did he not do that in the biggest game of the year against...
Yes, and they want him to do it more. Did you watch the season? God bless you, Nick. Did you watch the season last year?
Of course I did. Every single week.
Okay. So you saw that in the biggest game, we saw that. How many times did you see what you saw in the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl during the regular season last year?
Maybe probably close to two or three times.
Okay. And they probably are thinking, wow, wouldn't it be nice if we could score even more points? Like this whole thing where you only need to score one more point than your competitor and that's the best way to try to win is psycho behavior. I think...
Well, that worked with the Chiefs last year. One-score games they had.
And how many Super Bowls did they win last year? If we want to talk about the biggest
game.
That's
not the way they would prefer to play.
They don't want to win that way. I'm sure they liked it way better than when they were beating everyone's ass. This is Super Bowlitis.
Okay.
Nick, you have Super Bowlitis.
So what? I like it.
All right. Okay.
Well, at least you can admit it.
All right. Thank you for the call, Nick. Yeah. Oh, this one's not hard. This one is not hard.
Is not, it really isn't.
This one's not hard.
And it's not a bad thing, people.
No.
It really isn't.
What did you miss? You missed a drop opportunity.
No, I missed a joke I've made with Ike multiple times when he starts listing his favorite coaches.
Oh, which is what? Oh, the one that he doesn't like?
Yeah.
I always missed his opportunity.
I was drawing a blank.
Yeah.
And Donatello.
There it is.
There it is. What you... The Donatello family can continue to be mad at me.
There's this thing about this practice conversation that I feel like I'm doing who's on first.
Yeah, I agree. I don't even see where the issue. Yeah, I totally understand what the coach is saying.
I say we play Creed at 5:30 until somebody gives us a better idea.
Okay.
Until somebody comes up with a song that's better.
That sounds fair. Yeah.
I don't want to put nothing there. If you have a song that's better, we will continue to take suggestions, or we will come up with them until we find one that is as legendary as that. But it's like the belt. It's got to be good enough to take it away, and I'm open to it.
Yeah, we're open to it.
Yeah,
we need something as good.
Something as good.
Yeah.
Yes. All right.
I'm going to tell you.
Yes.
These are your two judges.
I know.
I'm talking to you two. I'm talking to the people out there right now when they're coming up with these suggestions.
Yes.
It better be good suggestions because they're not going to come off.
It's got to be good.
It's got to be good.
It's got to be good. Yeah. I'm open to it. Yeah. I'm open to it.
I just want to know what they're dealing with.
Yes. All right. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.